And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Upwards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa. It's showtime once again in Del Mar. The 40th anniversary of the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar is coming up this Thursday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. And we have Bart and Mike from the show talking fishing and talking showtime.
Well, you're not kidding, man. The show is on us, and just coming off of such a rad Long Beach show, I cannot wait for Del Mar. So much cool stuff to see and seminars. And
it's fun, too.
It's my favorite. It really is. I mean, you know, especially us, like, we get so crazy busy at Long Beach that this is the time where you really get to sit down, talk to people. This is where you're really going to gather your info. It's like you gather your killer deals in Long Beach, you really get your good information at Del Mar.
Yeah,
it's going to be a blast.
No question about it.
Can't wait. Well, hey, we can't wait to hear from you this morning. We've got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of the show this morning, there's two ways that you can reach us. And first is with our local line, which again is 858 area code 457-1090, or try us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Now we're going to be taking phone calls, questions, all kinds of good fun. We're also giving away a couple of great prizes. Two lucky callers at the end of the show today are each going to win a pair of tickets to come join in the fun at the Del Mar Fairgrounds on Thursday. Del Mar show starts on Thursday. You're going to have two tickets going to the Del Mar show. It's going to be a great time.
Hours of the show?
Hours of the show are 12 to 8 Thursday and Friday, 10 to 8 on Saturday, and 10 to 6 on Sunday. Of course, nobody wants to go home at 8 on Saturday, but we close it, and then they hang around for a while.
Yeah, it's fun. It's such a fun show. And, Mike, at Long Beach, something new, mobility scooters were a huge hit, and you're bringing it to Del Mar.
Yes, we had a vendor that came into the Long Beach show, and we actually brought those in, and they were kind of reduced in price from what he normally charges. He used to charge him by the hour, and we insisted that if he was going to do it, that it had to be a more reasonable fee. So they were $30 for the entire day, and no reservations. They were right inside the entrance, and we're going to be able to do the exact same thing in Del Mar. Just when you enter the show, they're into the O'Brien Hall. They'll be on the left-hand side. And so anybody that needs a mobility scooter to see the show, they will be there. It is $30 flat-rated as cash only with that guy.
Wow.
But they are there, and he's got a lot of them, so I think he'll be in good shape.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a lot of miles to be walked.
It's also the type of thing that a lot of people don't show up and hope they're available, because a lot of people have to have them to see the show. So if they know ahead of time that they're going to be there, and this was just put together in the last few days. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have them back every year.
Of the show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fantastic. The other thing that's going to be in Del Mar that was not in Long Beach, Chucky and Yayo Van Wormer.
Oh,
they're going to be here in the studio on Saturday, along with Mark Doherty, who was at the Long Beach show. But Chucky and Yayo Van Wormer from Van Wormer Resorts will be not only at the show in Del Mar, but also here next Saturday to talk about the great Van Wormer resorts of Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, in the East Cape there, and getting to be their season, right?
Absolutely.
Rolling
beautiful
right now.
Beautiful new booth, too, that they have.
Yes, really nicely done. Nice. No doubt about it, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, they are definitely jam-packed. Again, if you want to get through the best line right now, toll-free 877-792-1090. It's your shot. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Kenny, who's called us from Hawaiian Gardens. Good morning, Kenny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Good morning,
Kenny.
Hey, Bart, I just wanted to say Bart's in there right now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I just want to say thanks for bringing back the fashion show. My wife, daughters, and my granddaughter this year all enjoyed seeing that back there, picking up all the free swag and stuff like that. And I didn't even know that the Extra Tough came out with a new set of boots. You know, those flat bottom ones. Those look pretty nice. Did anybody try those yet?
Our crew is all trying them now, as a matter of fact. And, thanks, Extra Tough, for doing that. and thank you for the fashion show comments. We you know, it's hard to do that, and it started out first couple of days was kind of ragged, but by the time we got to the weekend, it was cooking pretty good.
That's cool.
All right, then, and we're gonna have fashion show in Delmar.
Fashion show in Delmar. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Extra Tough part of that in Delmar?
Yep. Extra Tough is the sponsor of the fashion show.
Brand new sponsor to the Fred Hall shows. Yeah, very good. All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Kenny. Appreciate that.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Hills. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Bart, I thought that the panel that you assembled from Fish and Wildlife was just amazing. That was so off the charts. There was a guy that was asked by a caller, where do you need to have a fishing license or where do you not need to have a fishing license? And I'm not sure that he gave the correct information, because as a avid surf fisherman, I've read that thing over and over and over. And, you know, when you're 16, you need a license except on a public pier. And the only other place that I'm aware of, and correct me if I'm wrong, is the two main groins forming the entrance to a public harbor. And the guy said it was, you know, if it's a public jetty, you can fish on it. I believe you could get a really expensive ticket unless you're, you know, fishing in the primary entrance, the two groins that form the primary entrance, the most seaward extensions forming the entrance to a public harbor.
Ricky's got that down.
No, I think he's right. And I didn't want to say anything because it was Fish and Wildlife who was telling us, but I think Hills is right too, and I thought the same thing when they said it, but you know, certainly not going to argue with Fish and Wildlife, but I think Hills was right on that too, that I think that those are a public pier and most jetties you cannot fish from without a license. And honestly,
certain jetties that are
surrounded by water on three sides, I think, so it would be similar to the dimension of how a pier is. Something that projects out into the water. I think that's how they work.
Okay, so let's take an example. What about the jetty and Mission Bay?
I believe that's one that you can. It's the entrance to a major harbor. But again, if you wanted to be safe, a public fishing pier, you do not need a license. But the rocks that are at the base of the pier, 2 feet away, you do need to have a fishing license to fish there.
Yeah.
We need to ask Kerry Wilson.
There you go.
Question and answer.
Have her write something in Western Wisconsin.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm glad Hill said that, because I'm with you. I know that I'm pretty certain that the answer that was given from Wildlife was probably not exactly correct. Yeah.
Yeah, and the ticket's like at least $700.
Yeah.
Oops.
Nice. Hills, thanks for pointing that out. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
It's a good call for sure. Yeah, be aware of the regulations, because the officer that may be citing you may not be aware of the regulation, because there's a lot of regulations. No offense against them, but there's it's a thick book of regulations.
Probably the officers know better than the guys at the top who don't deal with it every day.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes. I'll tell you a good way to remedy that problem. Just go buy a fishing license.
Just go buy
a fishing license. And you got nothing to worry about.
Sure. All right. It's amazing. We have a couple lines open at 877-792-1090. It's open right there. Or 858-457-1090, open right now. Before we jump back into the phones, I want to talk about two very, very important entities that are going to be part of the Del Mar Show. One of them is CCA. CCA California, if you are listening to this show, if you're a fisherman, if you know fishermen, you must be a part of CCA, because this is what's going to save us from the extreme environmental groups. These guys have it together. It's a national organization. All of us, Bart, Mike, and myself, are all on the board of directors because we believe in what they're doing. And they're going to support pro-fisheries legislation. They're going to do all kinds of things to prevent arbitrary fishing zones, a lot of stuff. Wayne Cotto, who's the director, has done a fantastic – that guy works nonstop.
He's really good.
Yeah, he is really, really good. And if you join CCA at the show or renew your membership, you get in free.
That's right. You get in free, but you're also enrolled in a package that if you win all the raffles and everything, it's worth $3,500.
Yeah.
So it's and there's a lot of coupons in that are direct coupons here, $5 off, $10 off, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a good deal.
I mean, we donated Maui Jim sunglasses. You can win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Yeah,
take that to the Dana Landon booth. There's
some actual product discounts in there that if you just look through the booklet, if you were going to buy a particular item in the show, you could actually save more on the discount than the whole membership cost. So,
pretty amazing.
Yeah, great. You ought to join.
CCA California, you join right at the front of the show, right?
Yeah, they'll have a canopy right at the ticket office, and they'll also have a booth inside the show if you want to chat with them and talk with them and see what's going on.
Please, if you're not a member, please join. This is what we need for the future of our fishery here, because there's a lot of people out there that don't want us to go fishing.
And you know what I don't understand, Pete? I don't understand why fishermen don't jump on stuff like this.
Yes.
I mean, we should have a million members.
Well, I think they don't understand, Bart. Yeah. They don't understand how on the edge we are of losing our right to go fishing.
Well, if they don't understand it now with all of the closures, and there's more coming.
Yeah.
Those were the beginning closures. There's more coming, folks. And we don't have the money. They just say to people, don't you want to protect the oceans? And everybody goes, yeah, we want to protect the oceans. So they close off more areas. You know, we're really up against it. And if we don't band together, our grandchildren will not be fishing where we fish now.
Here's an example. CCA was started in Texas.
Yes.
And they have a tremendous, how many thousands of people are part of CCA in Texas? Do you guys remember those numbers?
I don't remember, but it is virtually everyone in Texas that's involved with recreational fishing, either from going fishing or around the edges of the industry that make a living off of recreational fishing, all support CCA,
yeah.
All of them.
And then you've got chapters chapters throughout the state. We have chapters here in California. We have three chapters now.
Well, that's the goal for California, is to emulate what's done in these other states. That's what makes CCA work, is having chapters. And in the first year here, we have been able to form a Los Angeles chapter and a San Diego chapter. But a state the size of California should have 20 or 30 chapters spread throughout the state. And that's where the power comes from, because then you can do the annual fundraisers, which then raise the needed money so that we then have the resources to help recreational anglers stay on the water.
They have a fundraiser in Texas that raises over $1 million.
Yes. One day.
One day.
And that all goes back into protect their fisheries. And so the fishermen there are ahead of the preservationists. They're out there. They're winning in Texas.
Yes.
You know, we're not winning here. We need people to join so we can start winning here.
Yeah, please be a part of CCA. This is the real deal. This is a national organization that we've put together here to support California anglers. So it's a national basis, but it also is right here in our hometown.
But it's a grassroots organization. It's anglers to get working together. There's 120,000 of us in CCA nationally, you know, and so we just need to, California needs to do it. Come on, guys,
it's
do it.
Fun organization, too. In Texas, they have the Star Tournament, which we'll eventually have in California
right
here, a big season-long tournament that's going to create a lot of interest and money and prizes and stuff like that. There's a lot going on. So it's only our second year of formation, but I know they did tremendous numbers in Long Beach, and we're hoping for tremendous numbers in Del Mar.
And Mark Wish just sent us a message saying there's over 40,000 members in Texas.
Wow.
Just in Texas.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, it is, for sure. The other organization that is very important, and this is where it all ends, not ends, but it all comes to a head on Sunday evening
in
Del Mar, and that's the Friends of Rollo giveaway, where we're taking kids fishing. And we talked about it yesterday that very generously Robert Pettigo, the owner of the Journeyman Sport Fishing,
I still can't believe that.
Added
I can't incentive. Believe that.
You can have, if you win the Journeyman Sport Fishing trip, you can have your choice of a 2.5-day trip for one, including airfare, to go fish on the Journeyman for Port of Arda for one person. Or if you opt, which who wouldn't, right? a day and a
he
half
gave you
charter
yeah, he gave you the whole
on
boat.
The boat in August and September. The whole boat. You take your friends on this custom, you know, multi-million-dollar sport fisher and go on a day and a half trip.
Well, and it's
with
not
us on the boys.
The thing that blew me away too. It's not like it was we'll do an exploratory charter for you in June. It's literally the primest time. It's August and September. It's the very best months we have. You get the entire boat to yourself.
Just
awesome.
And then $5,000 John Petty Goldsmith trips to Alaska, trips to Hawaii. tackle. What else is in there?
There's
right?
Long range 10-day Royal Polaris trip, and then there's a 5-day Shogun trip, and there's a lot of other products that are going to be given away in addition to all the different trips. There's a Hawaii trip thrown in there, and yeah. airfare is included with these trips. So it's a really, really great raffle.
$10 can get you yeah. any one of these. And there's how many opportunities this year?
As far as prizes?
Yes.
I think we're at 27 different prizes.
27 different prizes. That was not just one big prize like we used to do the Davis Boat or something like that. This is 27 major prizes.
Yes.
That you have a chance to win. So
we decided a couple years ago to get away from the one big prize where only one person would win and increase everybody's chances of winning some great prizes by doing it this way. And it seems to be working.
Yes. And a $10 donation, one ticket, Friends of Rollo, or you can go spin the wheel.
Well, yeah, it's two separate things, but they're obviously combined. The money all goes into the same account to take more kids fishing. Some people buy raffle tickets. Some people choose to spin the wheel. Some people do both. And some of the prizes on the wheel this year are unbelievable. I mean, the way the wheel works, if you haven't done it, is it's a $10 donation to spin it. Every single spot on the wheel wins a prize valued greater than the $10 that you paid to spin the wheel. So you don't lose. It's just a matter of what you're going to win. And some of the prizes are really quite nice. We've got some expensive rods and reels all the way down to we are giving away some of the Friends of Rollo raffle tickets on there. So it's a no-lose situation. And
you're going to win a minimum of $10.
Minimum.
Yeah, and maybe a lot more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Every spin. And we've gotten to the point now, it's so popular at the shows, that we have people come up and they'll just hand us $100 or $200. And they'll want to just keep spinning the wheel. And then they walk away. It's honestly, I look at it sometimes and it's like, what is that guy going to do with all that stuff? He can't hardly carry all the stuff away that he wins.
I can vouch for how nice the rods and or reels that are given away, because I can't tell you how many times this scenario played up for us at the booth at Long Beach, where a guy comes up with a nice reel and says, hey, I just won this reel at the spin wheel. I need a rod for it, or vice versa. I just won this rod. I need to pick out a new reel for it. I mean, it happened over and over.
Where's the wheel, the Friends of Rollo wheel, going to be?
It'll be in the same Seaside Pavilion, which is a tent room, the same place where Ford is.
Yeah.
It's on you cannot get into the exhibit hall without walking past the Friends of Rollo wheel.
Yeah.
And there's usually a large crowd around it. Everybody's hooping and hollering and having a great time. It's very, very fun. And then the main Friends of Rollo booth is directly across from Fisherman's Landing in the main exhibit hall. And if you want to go in there and buy raffle tickets, that's the place to do it. They'll also have some trips for sale and
great
different
deals.
Things that have been donated and
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff. So visit both spots while you're at the show. The bottom line is, this is the largest fundraiser of the year for Friends of Rollo, and this is how we raise enough money to continue to take more kids fishing. By the way, we took more kids fishing last year than we have in the last several years, simply because we had more money to work with.
Yeah.
And so that's what we do. We raise money and take kids fishing.
And I know, Mike, you're a big part of it. You work very, very hard for Friends of Rollo. Sure appreciate that. The all these prizes are given away Sunday night at the show.
Oh, for the raffle, yes. Sunday at 4:30 on the main stage, we will clear the decks, and we will have the annual raffle right there. Now, one thing we are going to do this year, and we did this last year, since we're not giving away one prize, we're giving away a bunch of prizes. Some of these upper-end prizes are highly specialized. So rather than say, here's the number, and you just won whatever it happens to be, we're going to actually pick the top 10 winners, and we're going to contact them and let them pick in order what those prizes
cool.
are. So if you really, really want that trip
on the journeyman,
then obviously you're going to get
yeah.
the pick. Maybe you'll get lucky, and the guy that was drawn first gets seasick, and he's going to want something else.
Like, go to Alaska.
Right, exactly. So I think it's not
cool.
quite as exciting for the purpose of the drawing, but it actually works a lot better
yeah.
for the people that are buying the tickets.
Because then they go someplace they want to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no question about it. All right.
I just want to make it clear.
Go ahead.
I'm good with any one of those trips.
Yeah,
yeah, I just throwing that out right now.
I mean, I wish I could. I'm on the board, and I can't buy a ticket.
Well,
I buy a bunch of tickets.
Well, I can buy tickets.
And Rick can go fishing on the journeyman when he wins.
All right.
I can buy. I do buy.
I'm not on the board either. I can buy too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on out there. It is time for our FishDope.com report. We're going to talk to the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Mike. Good morning.
Howdy, Dave.
Good morning,
Dave. Hey, guys. Kind of a weird week with the weather, you know, but still, pretty darn good fishing over there in Catalina. I know the Pursuit put together a couple good days on that yellowtail. Sport King was also over there. That fish is up there somewhere around the backside west end. And then we had all that wind come for the last couple days. It got kind of lumpy. So there was kind of a little down, little dip in the count yesterday. But now we're going to have nice weather again for the next 3 or 4 days. So I think it's going to bounce right back again. That stuff's on the anchovies and the smaller sardines up there. Still not any sign of real good numbers of squid. There's little spots here and there on the front side, but nothing really to talk about. Then up and down the coast, still pretty good rockfish fishing and sculpin fishing along the coast. Yesterday I was out with a couple of clients on their Cabo, and we fished South Laguna there, just below the closures. When we had anchovies for bait, they have beautiful anchovies at Dana Point Harbor. And every spot we went to had good bass fishing. Not a lot of legal fish, but still, fly line calico bass in March. After a big blow, the water is 60 degrees, but the bass still wanted to play. So all I can suggest to you guys is you just got to get out there and go fishing. I know Dwayne had pretty good fishing yesterday on the yellows down below the border there. So there's still good fishing. You just got to get out there in between the weather windows and go fishing.
Yeah, man, and if you want to keep track of it, Danny is on the pulse at fishdope.com. Thanks to guys like Dave and Mark who report to him on a daily basis. You've given up all the secrets to Danny, Dave, and that's why you want to be a part of fishdope.com. Save $20 on a new membership using the code HOOKUPNOW, or better yet, just see him at the show. They'll be in the BD Outdoors fishdope.com booth. Go by and get a special deal right there at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. Are we going to see you at Del Mar, Dave?
Absolutely. I'll be speaking down there again a couple times a day, thanks to Mike and everybody at the Bartle and Fred Hall Show. And you guys definitely want to come by the BD booth. They got brand new shirts. If you haven't gotten the new shirts yet, they're pretty awesome.
They're cool. Shirts.
And just for signing up, you get some free gifts. And make sure everybody participates in that Friends of Rollo deal. That's a phenomenal deal. I got my tickets. I'm waiting for that trip.
Oh,
good luck there, Ricky.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Thanks a lot. We'll see you at the show and talk to you next
guys,
Sunday.
I'll see you down there Thursday.
All right. Dave.
Thanks, Dave. All right.
I know he's on the cousin stage every day. First seminar of the day, yellowtail seminars every day. So that's always fun.
I sat through an entire hour of one of his seminars. And at the end of it, I was exhausted.
Yeah. Dave puts on a great
show. He really does. It's a great show.
Nobody's dozing off while
No one dozes.
For sure. All right, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. Well, they're packed up. We're going to jump right back in. Talk to Dave, calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Dave.
For sure. All right, let's jump back to the phone. You got it, man. So they're passing
up. Well, I can hear me in the background there.
Hey, yeah. Is that you, Rick?
That's me. I did sound good, don't I? Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Hey, Dave.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, I got a quick question regarding the show at Del Mar. Now, at Long Beach, you guys had the Maui Gym booth with an optometrist to order your prescription sunglasses.
At Dana Landing.
Right. Will that happen again at Del Mar?
They are not going to have the optometrist at the booth at Dana Landing, but they will have hundreds of pairs of My Maui or what they have there. And these are custom fitted, different lenses and frames, and also readers that you can't just buy off the shelf. So they won't have the optometrist there, but they will have lots of My Mauis, as well as hundreds of pairs of Maui Jim sunglasses, and Captain Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna to fit them for you.
Very good. Sounds great, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. But if you do want to get a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses for your prescription, everybody that gets them says that they're not cheap.
No, sir.
They're not cheap. They're expensive.
I have them.
Everybody that has them says they're by far the best sunglasses they've ever had.
The best sunglasses. Not only that, they're great for golf. Fishing and golf. Great for
and
both.
Golf.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's that word again.
That word again.
The G word.
Yeah, the G word, indeed. Hey, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. I know you're going to be at the Del Mar Show, right, Rick?
Yes, Pete, and hi, everybody. Thanks, Bart and Mike, for putting on such a great show at Long Beach, and very excited to get into Del Mar and do it all over again.
Now, is there any truth to the rumor I heard he's going to be right next to us?
Well, he's very near you. He's not actually right next to you, but you can see him from where you're
from where we are. We can wave at each other.
Just shoot rubber bands at him.
We have to do that. Some improved sights to be able to see each other. That sounds good.
Now, at the Del Mar Show, you are going to be signing up people for your big seminar coming up in April aboard the Pacific Provider, that amazing mothership. And this is a free seminar, right, Rick?
Yeah, it's a free seminar. Myself, another speaker from our investment management team, Brandon Hayward and Bill Boyce from the Bite. Our Brandon from the Bite and Bill Boyce from the Dollar Fishing Club will all be on board. We'll have some locally sourced seafood, a couple other snacks, and some beer and wine. It's going to be a great chance to get on board and learn a little bit more about what I do. And our presentation is real light. It just kind of puts a little humor on how people make decisions with their investments and how, without even really realizing it, you let the media affect you and affect your day and your thoughts, and just a casual way to get a better idea about how we can help you.
Yeah, that is invaluable. And then Brandon Hayward will be talking about white sea bass, yellowtail, lobsters, all that kind of stuff. Bill Boyce will be talking about the Dollar Fishing Club, all the different places that he goes, and his experiences with the Dollar Fishing Club as well as the Pacific Provider. And Bill's been there; he's done a lot of different stuff.
No doubt, so
that's
going to
be quite a seminar. It must cost a bunch to get in.
Yeah, like you said, it's free. We're, these guys have been gracious enough to let us get on board the Pacific Provider. That'll be on Shelter Island at Konakai Marina, April 5th at 5:30. So they're letting us have the venue, and what a venue it is. Like you guys keep talking golf, a lot of people talk their finances on the golf course. I think it might be a little bit or as nice to sit back on a nice mothership and talk finances aboard the Pacific Provider.
Yeah, all free, and you can sign up at your booth in Del Mar or just give you a call, right, Rick?
Yeah, or we do have a little bit happening on social media to sign up there and also on my website, sportfishingfinancial.com.
All right, we'll see you in Del Mar, Rick. Thanks for the call.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
All right, look forward to it. Rick's a good guy, and he's become kind of a fishing buddy, too, which he likes to fish. He's a good fisherman.
That's cool.
He's a very good fisherman.
And into it. Sure. Very, very into it. Hey, the phone lines are packed up. Again, if you want to get through, the only line open right now, local line, 858, area code 457-1090. Let's jump back in, talk to John. He's calling us from Long Beach. What's up, John? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. It was a great show in Long Beach. It was my 50th time going. So I started when I was 14, so that means I'm old, you know. I think the first ones I went to were up in L.A. before they even came to Long Beach.
Yeah, that 50 years ago it would have been. It would have been at the Great Western Exhibit Center probably.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still am like a kid in a candy store when I go there. You know, it was unbelievable. It keeps getting bigger and bigger and better and better. And I want to thank Pete and Rick for getting me a couple of tickets there, and I went three times out of the 5 days. So,
that's right, John.
Oh, yeah, can't wait to go to Del Mar either. I'll tell you the truth, I've never been to Del Mar, but I'm going to go this year. So I will see you guys there, and thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Well, you're going to like Del Mar. Del Mar's a different animal,
but
it's a lot of fun.
It's a totally different animal. You think you're seeing the same stuff? No, you're not.
No, it's different, and for me, Long Beach is just too stressful for me. I mean, I love it. It's great. I walk around it. People are happy. It's wonderful. But Del Mar, you really get to spend time with people.
Yes, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. We'll look forward to seeing you in Del Mar.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Plenty more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. And there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat. Probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom
Edison Tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system. My Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, the best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Shimano, rods, reels, and accessories. No one has a better selection of Shimano product than Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
For East Cape fishing, Gen Ren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
The Fast Lane Kayak booth at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show is the place to be for Hobie kayaks. This is the spot to check out all the latest kayaks from Hobie, and even better, talk to the guys at Fast Lane that know the product inside and out. When you buy from Fast Lane, you become a Fast Lane Hobie team member and join those in the know when it comes to kayak fishing. They would love to earn your business with their service and expertise. You've waited for the right time to buy that Hobie Mirage Drive kayak, so it's coming to the Del Mar Show March 17th to 20th at the Fast Lane booth. Check FastLaneKayaks.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course, we've got 12 super pagas. We have dive trips, we've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252, 646-BAHA. And RancherLandNero.com, it's unique.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
The Rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phone's been packed all morning long. You want to get through, the only line open is a local line, 858 area code 457-1090.
All right, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Don? He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hey, Don, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Bart, Mike, I just want to thank you guys for a fantastic 70th anniversary show up at Long Beach. I had a blast, just absolute blast. Spent 3 days there, worked the CCA booth, dropped a few dollars at the Friends of Rollo. Seminars were incredible, and I want to give a shout-out to the guys at Shimano. I had such a great learning experience working on one of my my fishing reels there. So thank you very much.
Thank you for the comments. It, we felt the same way. We loved this show. It was a great tribute to our 70th anniversary.
I got to make a comment to Don. Thank you for bringing caramel corn to the Fisherman's Line Tackle booth, because it got devoured.
Yeah, somehow mine didn't ever show up at the Let's Talk Hookup booth. I don't know what happened.
Well, I think
we'll take care of you, Pete.
I think we got your extra helping.
Yes, you did. Hey, Don, nice to see you at the show, and thanks for coming to the live broadcast, too. We appreciate that.
See you, Don.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back in those phones.
You got it, man. How about Gary? Gary from Lawndale, the Iron Man, is on the line. What's up, Gary?
Good morning, everybody.
You mean the poster child for Kingfisher Charters?
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Big Fish Gear.
Actually, I think of him as the luckiest raffle participant I've ever known in my life.
No question about that.
Yeah.
He's won lotteries. He's won raffles. He's, you know why?
Because he buys tickets.
That's right.
That's it. I participate.
Thank you, Gary.
So I'd like to make a couple statements and then ask Bart and Mike to say a couple things. I wanted to say that you can't see this kind of entertainment from the couch. And if you were thinking of, well, I'll go next year, or you said that last year, go this year because it will never be the same. You know, some of the sales and specials are only at the show. And I was wanted to comment, and maybe you guys can comment about what you do too, is Bart and Mike and crew, you can always see them going through the show to make sure that the show is running smoothly for all the sportsmen and the families so they all get the best value for their dollar.
Well, yes, we do. And, you know, for us, we look at it on paper all year long, and it's flat. It's one-dimensional, and then all of a sudden people start moving in, and it's three-dimensional, and it was beautiful. And then I get into a real big depression on Sunday night. I really do. It's very emotional for me because it's gone, and that show will never be there again. That particular show will never, ever happen again. Same with Del Mar. Once this is over, it will never happen again. There'll be a new one, hopefully, God willing, Creek Don't Rise, all that stuff. But, you know, each one is different and unique, and they're very special.
I tend to think of it, Gary, they are always different. I'm always a little amazed that they look as similar as they do when you think that that's a bare piece of concrete when we roll in there. And then by the time the public gets to come in and see it, it's almost like it never left. But it has, and it's changed, and it's evolved. But I always, especially this time of the year, really appreciate the exhibitors that make it all possible, because the show would not be a show if it weren't for the quality exhibits and all the effort and year-round thought and planning that goes into this by so many great companies.
Indeed. And, Gary, one thing that will not change, is that is Gary White managing the Let's Talk Hookup booth at the Del Mar show. So, Gary, we sure appreciate all your efforts and all the guys that helped me out in the booth. We will have the Codfather, Rick's dad, in the booth this year, too, so
yeah.
Along with a lot of the great people, Dave and the gang. Sure appreciate your efforts, and we'll see you in Del Mar.
Yeah, well, I had one more thing. I wanted to, maybe you guys can comment on all the fun entertainment you have outside, not just underneath the roofs. Outside entertainment and vendors, it just amazes me what you have at Del Mar.
Right, we have the Rams, Ultimate Air Dogs outside. We have the Safari Club International Trailer, which is new. Of course, we have the Fishing Game Laser Shot. We have the Mammoth Lakes Trout Pond. We have the San Diego County Ford Dealers, Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, the Great American Duck Races. We're also going to have a face painter for kids this year. You know, there's
great family entertainment.
Yeah,
I'm going to throw out a real thanks to the San Diego County Ford Dealers that sponsor your show, as well as our huge sponsor here on Let's Talk Hookup. Mark Wheeler and all the dealers in Southern California, Owen Mossy and Paul Leader and all the guys that are fishermen and supporters of Let's Talk Hookup and the Fred Hall shows. Thank you very much, San Diego County Ford Dealers, the finest group certainly out there.
You can go out there and take a test drive at a San Diego County Ford Dealers and get a free ticket.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
You go to a San Diego County Ford Dealer and you take a test drive, you get a free ticket.
Absolutely.
To the Fred Hall Del Mar
yep.
show?
Yep.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
A little secret.
Yeah.
While supplies last.
Gary, thanks a lot for the call. We'll see you on Thursday.
See you Thursday, Gary.
Hey, Mike, Wicked Tuna is doing a big thing for Friends of Rollo, and that is the Wicked Tuna trips, as well as the captain's meeting the night before the trips. Right?
Yes, we're calling it Tuna Wars 2. We've added a boat and a captain this year, so Wicked Tuna, the television show, seems to be getting more popular each and every season. And I heard Paul say yesterday they're already signed for 2017, which is really exciting. But we are going to have three boats. It's almost sold out, but we do have a few spots available, fishing with Dave Carrero. Tuna.com, and he will be fishing on, we're on the Tribute with him this year, and I think there's a few spots left for that, and then Captain Paul, will be over on the Cortez. And
Captain Jim Hughes.
Yeah, that is going to be a laugh-a-thon right there.
No
and
doubt.
There spots on that one?
Yeah, there are a few spots.
Come on.
Yeah, there's a few spots left on that boat, and if anybody is interested in getting on any of those trips, don't wait. Contact Jim Holden at Friends of Rollo, and you can do that via email, jim@rollokids.org, and he'll get you set up. But anybody, whether you're on the trip or not, wants to put the captain's reception over at the Valley High on their calendar. That's going to be the night before these trips leave, and there's going to be
June, right?
June 13th is the captain's reception, I believe. Yes. And that's a wonderful facility for anybody that lives here in this area. I'm sure you've been there for different things. It's out on the patio. It's awesome. And we'll have 200-300 people there, hopefully. And we're going to have a giant raffle, a very nice live auction. We're making plans for it right now, and it's going to be a great time to rub elbows with these three captains, get autographs, get your picture taken with them, and maybe win some great stuff. But the bottom line is, guys, the charters, the trip, the tournament, the captain's reception, all of that, it's all about raising money for the kids, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, you betcha. That's going to be a great time. You can get more information at rollokids.org.
You can. Or just email Jim directly, jim@rollokids.org.
Yeah, you bet. All right. The other thing, too, is the Hobie Seminar Stage. We talked about it with Ron Lane yesterday. A lot of great seminars. All the Hobie Kayaks that Fast Lane Kayaks are going to have there. All the special deals. Some great seminars for kayak fishermen and just fishermen in general.
Yeah, and it's a really nice venue, along with Ron's gorgeous booth and the little pool that Mike put together for them last year, where you can actually walk up and stand on a Hobie kayak and see how stable it is. That's really a great addition to the show. And their lineup, I'm looking at it in front of me now. Mike just handed it to me. You know, they got Conway and Michelle Bowman and Jeff Mariani and Josh Pruitt, Afrin Abutin, you know, and Larry Lauman,
some great
Jim Salazar.
Jim Salazar, awesome, the lobster guru himself. Yeah. Speaking of Jeff Marinari, Sagros Tackle, we talked about that trip that we're hosting in July. Too late, sold out. Spots are all sold out. You waited too long.
A couple hours it was gone.
But Jeff's got other trips, open party trips available, sagrostackle.com. You want to go, it's a pretty awesome opportunity to go check that out. So
something different, man. Yeah, I love it.
Totally different. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Lou? Lou from Fullerton is on the line. What's up, Lou?
Hey, good morning, Pete, Ricky, Bart, Mike. Hey, just make a real quick comment. You know, all the years I've been going there and all the years that I've been working there, I do all 5 days, every show. This was more like a rock concert. I mean, it was just energy all 5 days, unbelievable. And I'm sure everybody wants to go to Del Mar for the family picnic. So it was really amazing. It's unbelievable. I really, really enjoyed it after all these years.
I mean, short of our staff, you've been to more days of the Fred Hall Show than anybody.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you know what? This one here, the time went by so quick, all 5 days, and everybody was outstanding. All the seminars. Didn't go to all of them, but I tell you what. I didn't see Dave's two or three of them. Dave's and Dan Hernandez, they were outstanding. They did very, very well. And I'm sure there's thousands of us out there that enjoyed it as much as I did.
Great. All right, Lou, thanks a lot for the call. See you in Del Mar.
All right. How about next up we talk to Cliff. Cliff from Lakewood, or Cliff from La Mesa, excuse me. I'm so used to Lakewood. Hey, what's up, Cliff? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, not Cliff from Lakewood.
Yeah, La Mesa.
I just wanted to thank you guys so much for putting on the show, and my comment was basically for parents with kids. My boys have been going to the show for over 10 years now, and to them it's better than Disneyland. Absolutely. If you told them, hey, kids, would you want to go to Disneyland or the Fred Hall Show, we would go to the Fred Hall Show. So for so many years, we've been there. We bought boats, Eclipse tickets. We have Fast Lane kayaks. We've been on the Islander trips. We've been to Cedros and Tony Ray's and all that stuff we found at the Fred Hall Show.
Fantastic, Rad.
You know, one of the our vacation.
You know, one of the greatest things that kids like to do at the show, aside from all the air guns and archery and casting and all the stuff we have, they love to go on the boats. Kids love to be on a boat because they don't know what it costs. Oh, Dad, look at this one. How about we get this thing?
Let's blast the horn.
It's great.
Yeah, the salesmen actually are happy when we leave sometimes.
Cliff, we'll see you at the Del Mar show, and thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Dan? He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Dan.
I have a question in regards to – actually, I did go to the Ornby show. It was fantastic. And but I do have a question. It's tough to modify perfection. But I was just wondering, have you ever given any thought to opening up a little earlier on Friday? Some of us have Fridays off, and it'd be nice to get in early.
Yes, but
it opens at noon.
It opens at noon down here.
It opens
at 1 there.
Yeah, there are lots of times that I just love to be there at 11 o'clock and give me more time to get in and see stuff.
Well, it's something we will certainly consider. We used to open at 2. We moved it to 1. The problem is, you know, that show opens on Wednesday, and we're ready to go by Thursday afternoon because it's just so big. So that's a problem. Well, it's something we can think about, Mike.
Yes, absolutely. You know, one of the things that a lot of people, and it was more popular this year than ever, on Thursdays and Fridays in Long Beach, we do those pre-show seminars that start at 11:30. No, that's not right. Yeah, they do. They start at 11:30. So a lot of guys come in. We had a couple hundred people signed up for the surf fishing seminar. I think we're at 150 or 60 for the Eastern Sierra trout fishing one. So that's another way to do Friday morning if you want to get there early and sign up for one of those. They don't cost you much because your ticket to the show is included, and they always give away some stuff when you go in there. But it's a really nice way. It's a quiet, beautiful room, and it's a little bit more informative than you get in the normal on-the-show floor seminar. So it's something that you might take a look at for next year.
And those are they were capped at 125, and so many people wanted to go. We got up to almost 200 on both seminars, and it's a great way to spend your morning.
Cool.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Doug in Montebello, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Doug, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hi. I was wondering about the CCA. Can you make it a little bit easier for me when I go to the exhibitors booth? Tell me which one the numbers are at.
You want to know the number of the booth of the CCA?
No, put it on the ticket where on the coupon book itself.
Okay, that's a good suggestion. But the problem is the numbers change sometimes. Once you know, so if we put it on there and we move them to a different spot, which happens a lot, it would be
the
difficult.
Easiest thing to do is just get the map,
yeah,
and get the list and look it up, and you know, and don't forget, like Brandon. A lot of people were having trouble finding Brandon Hayward's booth because it was under The Bite Journal. But there's how many exhibitors there?
A lot.
Hundreds.
But you could find staff people all over the place, go to the information booth anytime, and in 5 minutes you could pull out your book, boop, boop, jot down all the numbers and be done, no problem.
And we have big maps everywhere that
right.
You'd be able to look at and see, so.
It's always in the Fred Hall, or it's always in the Fred Hall preview of Western Outdoor News every year.
Yep.
You'll be able to find them.
You'll find them. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to John, calling us from Mira Mesa. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show. Morning, John. Well, maybe we don't have
John.
Yeah. Well, then why don't we go up to Wisconsin and talk to Mongo is on the line. What's up, Mongo?
Well, hey, guys. You were at the Long Beach show, and I understand it was fantastic. And I'm going to be there next year in a booth. But before that, we get to go to Cedros on that fly down. And Mike told me, he said, even I can get bit on one of those trips.
Oh, no question about it.
I was talking to Mike about a show that's on. I can't remember what he said, but if you could explain it to me one more time, I'll hang up and listen to the answer. It's a show that is mainly for West Coast guys. And since I'm coming out there again next month, and I'll be out there all day in June.
Boy, I'll tell you what, local knowledge
yeah.
by BD Outdoors, Ali.
He's done.
That's such
awesome.
A good show.
Yeah.
Such a good show. He's done a great job with that show, and they'll be there premiering it and showing it at the show, right, Mike?
They will. And what Mongo was just asking about, I actually spoke to him on the phone during the week, and he was asking me for what I thought was some of the more up-to-date West Coast-style fishing shows. And I was telling him, asking him if he had seen that, and he wasn't familiar yet. But that I've only gotten to see two episodes, and I think the thing's fantastic.
He's doing a great job.
He really is. I mean,
Rush is a cool guy. The Florida California
yeah.
mix there.
I love that.
He's done
it's
a
cool.
really really good deal.
The
so.
Footage is incredible. The production they do is great. It's just an awesome show.
Yeah, they've done a great job with us. Local knowledge. It's on the.
You just go to BD Outdoors,
or
you
can right
you can watch it right there.
Yeah, and it's on the America the
Destination America.
Yeah, very good. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. One thing I want to mention, too, we were talking about Cedros and the Cedros Tackle spots being sold out already. We do have space available. The first, we have two trips to Cedros Adventures, mm-hmm. which is the outfit you want to go to Cedros with.
No doubt.
If you want to fish in a Ponga, you want to go fish in a kayak, you go to Cedros Tackle. You want to fish in a Ponga, you go to Cedros Tackle. That's our
Cedros Adventures,
excuse me. We have two trips available this year, one in July that's already sold out, and then one in August that has a few spots available. But like many of our trips, that one's going to sell out. So if you want to go with us, Ryan Christensen, our phone guy, is going to be hosting that trip. If you want to go, you better jump on that. And they're going to be at Del Mar. The guys from Cedros Adventures, Jeff and the gang, will be in Del Mar. You can sign up right at the show. In Del Mar.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's Cedros Adventures.
That's one of those things I promise you will be sold out. So if you think you want to go, you've got to secure your spot.
And we also promise you it is a phenomenal experience.
Oh, man, it is so cool.
You know, Marty always says, it's not what the brochure promises. There's a lot of places like that. This is not one of them. This is what the brochure promises.
You know, the other thing about Cedros, a lot of guys have fished that from a long-range boat, so they think, oh, I've already fished it. Believe me, you haven't fished it.
You are so right
there. Yeah, you've been there.
Yeah. I've been there both ways, and it's not, unless you knew the name of where you were, you wouldn't know you're in the same spot. So,
no doubt about it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including finding out who's going to the Del Mar show. We're giving away a few passes when we come back. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Brace yourself for the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four-strokes. They're lighter, faster, stronger, smarter, and they're innovation award winners. These intimidating V6 300, 250, and 225 horsepower Predators are engineered to be offshore tough. Still, Yamaha's lightweight design makes these outboards up to 73 pounds lighter than 300 horsepower competitors. They're also faster and smarter than their peers. Up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM. Add all that to a powerful class-leading 4.2 liters of big bore V6 displacement and you have a definite competitive advantage. And now, these offboards are available with the advanced precision of Helmmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Power, precision, efficiency, reliability, the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four-strokes. They're miles ahead of the competition, and they're at a dealer near you. Meet them today at your local Yamaha dealer. Helmmaster available with V6s purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
It's time for the spectacular 40th Annual Fred Hall Show, March 17th through the 20th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by Progressive. This is San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Celebrating the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation for 40 years. Hundreds of booths, acres of boats, over 200 seminars presented by Cousins Tackle, a giant kayak and stand-up paddleboard section, marine electronics, Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, the Mammoth Licks Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, Savage Gear's Bass Tank, the Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Costa's Sporting Chef Cafe, the San Diego Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, archery, target shooting, fly fishing, casting, and so much more. Kid free, kids fish free, active military free. Join us and share in the 70-year legacy of the Fred Hall Shows as we celebrate the passion March 17th through the 20th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by Progressive.
It's a whale of a show.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivera Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 10-9. You're the big winner. Two tickets apiece. You're each going to win a pair of tickets to the Del Mar Fred Hall Show going to Cliff in La Mesa and Ed in Mira Mesa. Guys, congratulations. Can't wait to see you at the show.
Celebrate the passion. That's what the spot says. And you can celebrate the passion this week at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Right, Bart?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. You know, I tell that story. You've heard it before. I was walking through the show last year, and this young lady was had a stroller with two babies in it, and she turned to her husband and said, "This is just like the fair." And he goes, "Yeah, but better."
That's it. All right, hours, parking, admission, the whole deal.
Yeah, well, we're open up on 12 o'clock on Thursday and Friday, 12 to 8, 10 to 8 on Saturday, 10 to 6 on Sunday. It's $14 for adults. Active military free. Kids under the age of 16 are free. I think the parking is still $10, which is a value in selling
it. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And it's right at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. You can't miss it.
Can't wait, Bart.
We'll all be there. And, Mike, thank you for all the efforts you do, and we're looking forward to the show.
Me too.
All right. Hey, thank you all for listening today. Thanks to Taylor and Ryan on the other side of the glass for managing us on the air, and thanks to Taylor for filling in for Adam this week.
Hey, great job.
He's out losing money in Vegas. So thanks, Taylor. Appreciate your efforts, too. And we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Chucky and Yayo Van Warmer and Mark from Van Warmer Resorts will be here in the Mighty 1090 studios with us. And then the one and only Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pizza,
awesome.
Wicked Tuna, will be in the studio with us. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you at the show on Thursday and right back here next Saturday on the Mighty 1090.